Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the local show that's all about the issues of aging in our 21st year here on KFBK. Going to be wrapping the show up the end of this year. I'm really kind of sad about that, but as they say, all good things must come to an end. I feel like that I've been talking to you guys for 20 years, and those people who have taken me seriously have done stuff, and those people who think they're all going to be fine and nothing's going to happen are never going to do anything. So I'll be around. I'll continue to be doing some other stuff, which I'll talk about in a minute. Not much time for you to get to one of my clinics. I have a clinic coming up on the 12th. You still have time to sign up for that. Limited to 12 people. You can sign up by calling me at 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or you can go to my website, Assets and Aging. Assets and Aging, ASSETS. ANDAGING. AssetsandAging.com. Good morning. My name is Bob Scrivano. I'm your host here for in my 21st year right here on KFBK and Assets and Aging. It's been a really great journey. I'm not done yet, but the show will be done the end of this year. Still lots to learn, still lots for people to do. And today's show is going to just be called Back to Basics. Back to Basics. It's as simple as that. We're going back to basics. A couple things out of the way. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want an attorney, call one that's any good. I don't know very many that are really good at what I do. For 30 years, I've been California's single best voice on the issues of aging. Hope to be for many more years. As they say, God willing, the creek don't rise. But I'm not an attorney. I'm a legal document assistant. I'm licensed to prepare trusts and powers of attorney and other legal documents at your request and direction. I have a California insurance license. Doesn't mean anything. Just means I have one. I've had one for 50 years. Probably 50 years. I don't know. It's been a long time. But I have to tell you that I'm not securities licensed. And I have to tell you that everything I talk about here is my opinion only and should never be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. It's my opinion only. So, Mom has had a stroke. Grandma can't remember your name. Dad can't remember your name. Grandpa's going to a nursing home. What's next? As we confront the issues of aging, there's only a couple things that are going to happen. One is, and by the way, when you come to the workshop on the 12th, and again, you have to sign up, you have to have tickets to get in. We're going to talk about all this in much more detail. But people wonder all the time, what are my options? Well, I'm going to tell you your options. And there aren't many. There's only a couple. And it's getting harder. I got a phone call the other day from a lady in Los Gatos whose parent is in a nursing home, has dementia, is incontinent, has a urinary tract infection, is delusional, and the hospital wants to transfer her out to a nursing home for rehab. Now, answer me a question. How do you do rehab when you can't get out of bed, you can't take care of your personal hygiene needs, and you're delusional? And the hospital says they're not equipped to deal with that. I'm not going to give you the name of the hospital. I'd like to. But it's in the Bay Area. But imagine a hospital saying they're not equipped to deal with those things. What are they equipped to deal with? Heart attacks? Is that it? My point being, when frailty strikes, when our aging loved ones become unable to take care of themselves, our options are dwindling. and they are dwindling dramatically as to what we can do and can't do. They really are. There aren't many choices left. There aren't many options left. It's becoming harder. So I'm going to go through them with you. I would write them down if I were you. And then I get your you-know-what to the part that you sit on. I get it to my workshop on the 12th. Or if you're dealing with this now, I'll probably be making a trip to the Bay Area this week to help this family. If you need help now, then I suggest you call now and get in to see me. Because the days of just waiting for it to happen are over. By the way, the hospital wanted to send my client's parent home to her. She's on a walker because she's getting ready for hip surgery. I don't make these things up, folks. They happen every day. So let's talk about back to basics. I'm going to pick on Dad. We're losing Dad. Dad is starting to lose it. He's becoming, it could happen to anybody. I'm just going to use Dad. You have three choices. You only have three choices. Dad can stay home and you can pay for home care at $15,000 a month. Dad can go to assisted living. Assisted living is $6,000 to $8,000 a month. Or Dad can wind up in a nursing home if you can find a bed, because nursing homes will lie to you and tell you they don't have any beds when in fact they do. For $10,000 to $12,000 a month. Those are your choices. There aren't any other choices. Those are it. There's A, B, and C. Now what happens? What do you mean what happens, Bob? Well, Dad needs home care. Remember I said I'm picking on Dad. It could be Mom. It could be Grandma. Don't be a literalist here. My point is somebody is ill. Somebody is frail. Somebody is losing it. So the issue is, and this is always the issue, what do? Well, we're going to keep Dad at home. We promised Daddy and Mommy that we would keep them at home. Okay, it's $12,000 to $15,000 a month for round-the-clock caregiver. No, it can't be that much, Bob. Go price it. It's $25 to $30 an hour. Let me see. I have my little calculator here. Let me get my calculator out so everybody knows I'm not making up these numbers. So it's $30 an hour. $30 an hour times 12 times 30 days in a month equals $14,000 a month. Now, I don't know about you, but that's a lot of money. How many of you have an extra $14,000 floating around to keep Dad at home? Well, Mom's going to take care of him. Oh, yeah, let me know how that works. Your 80-year-old mother is going to take care of her 82-year-old husband. Well, I'm going to quit work and I'm going to take care of her. Well, okay. So you're going to do it for free, but you're not working anymore. So you're losing pension, you're losing Social Security hours, and you're losing $60,000 a year in salary. So how's that going to work out? Everybody wants to stay at home. Nobody actually thinks through what that means. Well, I've just told you what it means. It means somebody somewhere is going to pay a lot of money every month. Now, let me give you a little statistic. From diagnosis of Alzheimer's till death is an average of 8 years. Notice I said diagnosis of Alzheimer's, not onset. So you're going to take care of Dad at home at $12,000 a month. Let's just say $100,000 a year for 8 years. That's $800,000. And you're going to get that where? What jar do you keep that in? If you're like me, I have a change jar. And, you know, my wife and myself, we put our pocket change in there. And when once every 6 months, it fills up a big old jar. And we take it down and go put it through the coin counter at the bank and put it in the bank account. Now, you got a coin jar with $800,000 in it? Well, what if he doesn't stay at home? What if he goes to assisted living? Okay, assisted living, that's $6,000 a month. That's $70,000 a year times 4 years is over $250,000 gone. Do you have a change jar with $250,000 in it? Well, no. Well, then what's your plan? Well, what's your plan? If you don't have long-term care insurance, what's your plan? If you have long-term care insurance, it may pay for all of that or some of that or more. If you don't, what's your alternative? Do you have an alternative? If home is your alternative, how are you going to pay for it? The basics of this are really simple. It's all, who's going to take care of me? All right, I'm going to stay home and somebody's going to take care of me at home. And then the next question is, how are you going to pay for it? You can pretend that this isn't going to happen, but you're a fool if you do so. Yes, you heard me right. If you believe that somehow you're going to escape this or your family's going to escape this or it's going to happen to everybody else, but it's not going to happen to you, you're just not thinking very clearly. Or you're just in complete total denial or you're delusional. So everybody wants to stay at home. Okay, it's $12,000 a month. Well, Bob, I can get care for $5,000. Okay, it's $60,000 a year. You got an extra $60,000 hanging around? And what if it goes on for 3, 4, 5, 6 years? You got an extra $250,000, $300,000? Well, we'd have to sell our house. Well, wait a minute. If you're going to sell your house, then you can't live at home. Well, I'm confused. No, it's not confusing, folks. It's really simple. You have three choices. Choice number one is you're going to stay at home. If you're going to stay at home, then how are you going to pay for it? Choice number two is you go to assisted living. Okay, assisted living is $70,000 a year and up. Memory units are $8,000 a month. They're $100,000 a year. Okay, we're going to sell our house. Okay, you're going to sell your house because dad is going to assisted living or memory care because he has dementia. Where's mom going to live? What do you mean, where's mom going to live? Well, if you're going to sell your house to pay for dad, who's in assisted living, and mom's still alive, where's mom going to live? At some point, everybody has to deal with reality in this stuff. And people are not willing to do that. They're just simply not willing to do that. Are you willing to do that? If you are, then begin to explore your options. Begin to explore government benefits. Begin to explore how this really works. Begin to explore how you protect your home and you protect your money. And you do all that kind of stuff when this horrendous thing hits your family. Get to the workshop on the 12th. It's limited to 12 people because that's all my office holds. 12 people, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. I've been preaching this for 21 years here on KFBK. So you can either start taking me seriously or you can wait until next year and you'll hear no voice on this on the radio because nobody else does what I do. Nobody. Yeah, there are people who claim they do what I do. Nobody does what I do. So we don't have the money to stay at home. We don't have the money for assisted living. So what about a nursing home? Well, first of all, you probably won't be able to find a bed. And if you can find a bed, it's $10,000 a month. So here we're back to $100,000 a year. The average stay in a nursing home is just under 3 years. So let's say it's 2 years. That's a couple $100,000 down the drain. 500,000 families in the United States are rendered impoverished by the cost of one person going into a nursing home every year in America. You can believe the stats or not. And if you've listened to this show at all, it's a women's issue, isn't it? I've talked about it 1,000 times. 70% of all nursing home residents are women. Women. 2/3 of all long-term care recipients, that includes nursing homes and assisted living, are women. Women 75 years or older are 60% more likely to need long-term care than men. Almost 70% of women 75 or older are widowed, divorced, or never married versus 30% of men, which means you don't have a caregiver. So the options are simple. They really are. And they've been the same options since I've been started doing this 30, 35 years ago, whenever it was. The options for care when you need care are stay at home. It's $100,000 a year. Go to assisted living. It's $70,000 to $100,000 a year. Or go to a nursing home. It's $100,000 a year. Well, what are my options? Those are your options. How are you going to pay for it? Well, I don't know. If you don't have long-term care insurance, what's your alternative? What's your fallback position? It's back to basics for the next 2 months while I'm on the air. I'm going to keep talking about basics, basics, basics. Because for 35 years, I've been fighting the fact that people don't believe this is going to happen to them. And it's going to happen in your family. As sure as I'm sitting here doing this radio show, it's going to happen in your family. It's going to happen in your family. It's going to happen to someone you love. It is going to happen. And as we live longer and longer and longer, and we take more pills and we take more vitamins and we don't eat steak or whatever it is, and we live longer, it's going to happen to more and more and more people. Because you cannot beat, I don't care what pills you take, you cannot beat the aging process. It will happen to every single one of you. It will happen to every single one of your loved ones. Well, Bob, I've talked to my granddaughter and or my daughter, and they're going to come live with me. Yeah, let me know how that works when it really happens. When you're incontinent and you don't know where you live and you don't know anybody's name, you tell me how they're going to take care of you at home. When you live on the second floor of a two-story house and you can't walk very well, who's going to cook your food? How are you going to get down to the kitchen? How are you going to get to the pharmacy? How are you going to get to the doctor? How are you going to take care of yourself? We can get into really icky stuff here, folks, and I've talked about the fact that long-term care always involves icky stuff. And I'm telling you right now, 90% of you I'm talking to right now cannot answer the two basic questions. When I need care, who is going to take care of me? Do you have a contract with them? Do you have a care contract in place? Are they allowed to get paid, or do you expect them to do it for free? Are you going to move into their house, or are they going to move into your house? What's the plan? What's the plan for protecting assets? What's the plan for making sure you don't give it to the first person that comes and knocks on the door, or somebody from Nigeria that makes the Nigerian phone call? Who's going to do all that? Who's going to take care of you? And then the second question, it hasn't changed in 35 years, is how are you going to pay for it? You don't have long-term care insurance? What's your option? Have you even gone to visit assisted living facilities? Do you even know what you'd be looking for? Have you gone as a family? Have you explored your options? Have you figured all this out? Or are you just waiting for the sun to set? You know, the unspoken hope in all of this is I'll die before I need this. Or we're hoping mom will die quietly asleep before any of this bad stuff happens. That's a fool's wish. Yeah, it happens sometimes, but most of the time, bad stuff is going to happen to us before we die. Are you ready for the bad stuff? I don't have the answer for you. But if you don't, I have the answer in the form of a clinic. And I'm going to start calling them clinics because that's what they are. They're part of the aging process, just like a doctor is, or a therapist is, or a chiropractor is, or anybody else is. It's part of the aging planning process, is coming to one of my clinics. And they're not like anything you've ever been to. So you have a chance. I have one coming up on the 12th, a week from now. It's free, but you have to have tickets to get in, and it's limited to 12 people. I think I'm about a third full right now, as I remember. So it's limited to 12 people. So you can call me, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. You can reserve a seat. I'll send you some tickets. Or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. How many of you follow me on Facebook? Why not? You should. I do videos, 3 or 4 videos a week. I'll do a video tomorrow, probably. My Facebook page, there's no nasty stuff on my Facebook page. It's issues of aging. My Facebook page is Facebook/assetsandaging. It's as simple as that. You can just go there. You can follow me. You can become informed, because this train is coming, and it's coming for all of us. And wouldn't you rather be riding in first class in the train than get run over by the train? It's your choice. All of this is your choice. You can just keep listening to me and do nothing, in which case you're going to get run over by this. Or you can listen to me and take positive steps and positive action to make a difference in your life, your mom's life, your grandpa's life, your grandma's life, whoever's life it is. Get in to see me. My appointments are free. Get to the workshop on the 12th in my office here in Sacramento. You have to have tickets to get in. You do have to have tickets to get in. How do you get tickets? Again, it's simple. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or go to my website, assetsandaging.com. ASSETSANDAGING, assetsandaging.com. You'll come out of there prepared and with tools to make a difference and figure out how you're going to do this and how your family's going to do this. I encourage you to bring your kids. You must bring your spouse. I very rarely allow people in when only one spouse comes, because you have to work at this together. This is work. Planning for this is work. It's not a simple thing. My book will be there. People will be able to purchase my book. You're going to be given more information. The workshop will go on for about 1 hour and 15 minutes. And you're going to be given a ton of information. But it's your choice. You get to make the choice. So call me. Soon as we take a break for commercial, 800-999-8007. And say, I want to come. Leave me your name and phone number. I'll call you back. I'll get a little information. I'll send you some tickets. Or go to my website, assetsandaging.com. At the very least, make sure you start following me on Facebook. When you go to my website, make sure you become a subscriber, where you'll get super secret stuff that the average person who comes to my website doesn't get. Becoming a member on my website is really simple and straightforward. 800-999-8007. Assetsandaging.com. What I just talked about for the last half hour is simple. At the same time, it's unbelievably complex. Because when this hits you, you are not going to be prepared for it unless you're prepared for it. And the way you become prepared for it is to continue to listen to this show for the last few weeks that I'm on, and you get to one of my upcoming workshops. My next one is on the 12th. And there at my clinic, you'll be prepared. You'll be given the tools you need to deal with this when it happens to your family. I look forward to, forward to seeing you on the 12th. I look forward to seeing you in my office. You can always give me a call and get in to see me. But do it now. Do it before it's too late. Thanks for joining me. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano, 800-999-8007. We'll see you here at my next workshop or next week. Have a great day.